Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
You're going to love this sermon. Today is Easter Day, as we're well aware. The sermon is by the late Most Reverend John T. Calhoun, Jr. Even so in Christ shall all be made alive. I approach writing my Easter sermon with the same trepidation with which I approach writing a sermon for Christmas Eve. The hymns are great. The vestments and the flowers are diverting. There is something gratifying about having lots of people in church. Well, anyways. And there is the promise of good food and drink and even presents when church is over. It seems that on one of the two biggest days in the church year, all a sermon can possibly do is ruin it. If I ever really get stuck, Easter provides a wide range of crowd-pleasing topics. I could talk about how eggs symbolize new life and how a chick cracking through its shell makes us think of Jesus coming out of his tomb. Or I could tell you the legend of the woman who came back from the Jerusalem market just before sundown on a spring Friday afternoon and stopped at the foot of the cross. And Jesus bled into her basket and onto her eggs, which is why we color eggs at Easter. Or I could tell you that it is perfectly okay to share my fascination with the Easter bunny, because rabbits are a symbol of life too. I could even flame on about how new Easter clothing also represents the fresh start springtime gives us, and also puts us in mind of the white robes newly baptized people wore on Easter in the ancient church. But there is really only one important thing to say on Easter, and that is that God has raised Jesus from death. Jesus, who was dead on Friday afternoon, was alive again on Sunday morning. He was not alive in some misty, spiritual, emotional, good vibration sort of way. He was alive in a body. It was a body that could eat, a body that could be touched, a body that was recognizably related to the body that he was crucified. But it was a new kind of body, a body that could appear and disappear at will, a body that could make its way through walls, even the walls of a tomb. The resurrection of the flesh is not something we just believe happened to Jesus. If we are baptized into Jesus' body, God will raise us from death too. We will be resurrected in bodies at the last day to go to heaven to enjoy God at his heavenly banquet forever. The ultimate good news of Easter is that because Jesus rose from the dead in his body, we are going to rise from the dead in our bodies. Then in the long run, everything is going to be all right. Everything. All things work together for good to them that love God. All things. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. All. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost be ascribed as his most just and all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever.
Amen.